Welcome to Powerful Stories. My name is Tori Archbold, CEO, entrepreneur, and business coach. This podcast is about stepping into the shoes of inspiring women and discovering how they stepped into their true power and potential. My secret to success lies in a belief system that can be actioned in four simple steps. Believe in the power of your dreams, understand the power of connection, utilize a powerful mindset, and activate the power of delivery. This podcast is about sharing powerful stories from the extraordinary women I've met along the highway of life, having spent 2 decades partnering with the world's top-performing brands, celebrities, and influencers. I felt I was perfectly positioned to tap into the connections made and the confidences shared. I trust that these conversations will inspire, encourage, and empower you to know that challenges will always become possibilities and dreams can always translate into reality. So today's extraordinary woman with a powerful story is the amazing Erica King. She is a serial entrepreneur, owning and operating over 585 small businesses throughout Australia. She also was ANZET's most influential female frequent flyer. Now that takes a lot of guts to get on a plane for the amount of hours that she did and build these businesses. But not only that, she was also nominated for Telstra Woman of the Year and was runner-up to the fabulous Janine Ellis, a marathon runner, which we're going to go into what Erica did when she turned 50, because I think it is simply sensational. But enough about this introduction. I just want to get into this conversation. Erica, welcome.
Well, thank you, Tori. I'm super excited to have a chat. So thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you're most welcome. And I just want to flag as well that Erica and I only met a couple of months ago because she is in lockdown in Melbourne and was looking to up her game, step into her power. And here we are.
Oh, Tori, such a fabulous opportunity to use this lockdown time, which has truly been testing for everyone. But yeah, it's really been such a positive to be working with you and to just, get excited again about another chapter in my life.
Oh, I love that. So for those listening, I would like you to describe, like, who is a real Erica? Like, what is your value set and what sets your heart on fire?
Well, I think, Tori, I'm very multifaceted because part of me loves routine, loves structure, loves a protocol, a strategy. And then there's another part of me that really loves new things, change, to embrace a different challenge. I think I wake up happy and excited every day. Like, seriously, I do. And that's before coffee. And I don't know, I just feel excited about whatever the day will bring and try and make the most of whatever it does. What sets my heart on fire is a challenge, meeting new people, having a new project, being excited that I can seriously make a difference. For me, I've lived the values of mutual respect, trust, and understanding for a really, really long time. They served me really well, and continue to across all of my businesses and different things that I've done in my life. So, yeah. Thank you. That's a great question.
I always love this question because, you know, values are what brings you into alignment with your destiny.
Definitely.
And, you know, what sets your heart on fire? I love that you said that you get out of bed with a happy heart, because I do that too. And I think that's why we've met and connected. It's, happy hearts attract happy hearts. Now, I love this next question and it does make me giggle, because when we first started working together, I said, you tell me your story, Erica. And I'm lying in bed with my husband and I said, it starts off that Erica is a prawn peeler. I was like, okay. And then I kept reading and I kept reading. And you know what? Everyone starts from somewhere. We all do.
Absolutely.
Tell us about your prawn peeling expertise from your family hospitality background to how you became a successful and multi-talented entrepreneur.
Well, I think that as soon as I cannot remember the exact age, but from as soon as I could stand on one of those little boxes at the sink, I was put to work in my family catering and restaurant business. And, you know, one of the shitty jobs that you give kids is to peel a prawn. Let me tell you, I'm a great prawn peeler, but I will not peel a prawn now. And you know, myself and my middle sister, we worked our little butts off. I mean, we seriously, school holidays, weekends, we were in that kitchen. If we weren't preparing food of some description, we were serving food. And so, you know, that really shaped me without question. I learnt that, you know, nothing for nothing, that you have to work and you have to work hard and you've got to focus on what you're doing. And the other sort of wonderful thing I think for me is that because I was out serving food at a very young age at incredible sort of functions that we used to do, I really learned to be able to connect with people very quickly of all ages and different sort of, you know, personalities and stages in their lives, and that I'm very grateful for, because you truly can just drop me anywhere and I will survive. And I think that, you know, I always sort of thought, well, this, you know, that was the norm for me, working hard, having your own business, you know, looking for opportunities to leverage in the marketplace. So there's no question when my parents had a restaurant at some stage, you know, I'll never forget my dad would say, you know, just before service, he'd go, yeah, okay, it's showtime. And, you know, I would, right, that's it, it's the performance. And I really, that's never left me, even working with so many teams in all around the country. It's showtime, you know, you put on your best self and out you go and perform and on some level. There's no question that time, you know, shaped who I am and my drive and passion and understanding that, yeah, you just put the hard work in and you will be rewarded.
I love that. And I love that you learned to communicate at a young age, because I did as well. And I think that, you know, for anyone listening out there, it's that power of connection and communication that really makes that foundation for where you propel forward in life.
Absolutely.
So I would really like to understand, I mean, you became this incredibly recognized and, you know, highly polished entrepreneur. So what was it inside of you that really unleashed the skills that transitioned you into a woman on a mission to run her own game?
I think it was my early 20s, and I was at that time working in film and television, and I was working with all sorts of very interesting characters and personalities. And, you know, having had that background of working with my family and having their own show, and then being tied to a schedule, having to come into line with, you know, working for somebody else in doesn't matter what capacity, I just kind of went, no, I'm dying. I'm actually dying in this situation. I can't stretch my wings. My opinion's not valued. I have no voice. And so at that point, literally, on a 12-hour shift working in the Channel 9 in Sydney, I thought, that's it, this has to change. I have to step into a new phase of my life. And that's when I started some further study, and so moved from there and just went, right, now I can sort of, oh, my wings can come out and can start to actually really learn more about how I could impact on the world and how I could make a difference. And because that's always and continues to be really important to me, that whatever I do in whatever capacity, that I'm really, you know, leaving a little mark, that I make that significant difference in the lives of the people that I'm working with. So, yeah, that was probably the time where I went, that's it, I'm not going to sit in this, you know, studio in Channel 9 anymore and be told what to do, and, you know, have a lot of people around me who weren't in a good place in life, and there was a lot of negativity, and I don't do well in environments with a lot of negativity. I have to yeah, I have to get out of that. It doesn't.
Yeah, I can understand that. And then obviously you completely stepped into a new career.
Yeah.
You ended up running 585 small businesses. You're jet setting around the country and no doubt the world as well. Mm. What did that feel like to run your own show? Like, you know, be, you know, the woman on the mission, you know, running her own game.
Oh, I loved it. I still love it. I love the fact that you can shape your own future and that you have the opportunity to build a team around you who, you know, come with all sorts of different skills and knowledge sets and experience levels. And for me, I'm a very collaborative leader, and I love that meshing of knowledge and experience and expertise. And I just thrive in that environment. It really makes me so excited, and to be able to provide opportunities for other people too, you know, from the point of being a leader and employing and having people as part of my team. I mean, that's really fulfilling, very satisfying, and enormously empowering, because you know that whatever you're doing is, you know, not only something that I love and I could get results for my clients and make a difference in their lives, I was also able to provide that really terrific sort of team culture of opportunity. I love to be able to provide opportunity for other people around me.
And did you ever get burnout when you're at the top of your game?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, yes, without question. And I really did get to that point when I was about 38 and was terrified of turning 40 for whatever reason, who knows, but I was somehow it was a kind of pivotal time in my life, and I thought something's got to give. I mean, you know, I was working ridiculous hours, as you said, traveling all over the country every single week. I mean, you know, I spent more time with the people in the Qantas lounge than I did, or at that time, the Ansett lounge, than I did with my own family. So, and I think that that's really a time where you have to go, this is not good, because then you're not giving your best. You're not enjoying it. And when you're not enjoying it, you can't be the person that you want to be, to lead and to be excited for what you're trying to achieve for other people. So at that time I thought, right, well, something's got to give. I was seriously unfit and miserable, and food was my friend. That was probably for sure. And never been a drinker, never been into drugs or anything like that. So it was food. And I thought, right, I'm going to do something different. And for whatever reason, Tori, I cannot even remember the actual moment, but something clicked in my head and I thought, I've never run before. Maybe I'll learn to run. Yeah, that'll be good. Yeah, that'll get me outside, a bit of fresh air. That'll be good. And then I thought, oh, if I'm going to learn to run, gee, I better set a good goal, because I'm so goal-driven. And I thought, well, what's a really great goal, you know, like, to, if you're going to learn to run, oh, a marathon, it's got to be that, you know, like, that's the hardest thing I could think of at that time. And then I thought, oh, well, to really keep me motivated, like, you know, what if I choose a marathon goal somewhere fabulous in the world that would really get me out of bed and pounding that pavement? And I thought, New York, that's it. So once that goal was set, I truly was like a woman possessed, and I became a much nicer person to work with. Even my team would start to say, have you run today? And, you know, my response would definitely tell them quite instantly whether I had or I hadn't.
I love it. And this goal that you had, it's quite incredible. Obviously, you say it was a New York marathon, but you actually ran 12 marathons in 12 months when you turned 50. I mean, wow. Yes. I was blown away. I mean, I thought about the form feeling, but then I was reading about this and I'm thinking, this woman is extraordinary.
Well, I think I must have a little thing about, like, reaching each new decade in my life. So again, sort of, you know, the 50 was looming and I thought, oh, God, what am I going to do? I'm either going to crawl in a great big hole or I'm going to do something amazing. And I literally, the January of that year that I decided, I thought, oh, that's it. I'm going to run a marathon every month, because that'll be a fabulous celebration. And I think that special birthdays need a whole year of celebrating. That's, you know, I just think that's the way we should do it. And so that's, I honestly literally decided probably just after New Year, and then started mapping out where I was going to run all these marathons. And the first one was within 4 weeks. And I thought, oh, holy hell. Okay, nope, I'm going to do it. That's it. Let's go. And it was an extraordinary year because, of course, I'm still running this very significant business with a significant sized team around me. Yeah, it was phenomenal because it embraced everything that I love, you know, pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, traveling the world, gathering a community of like-minded people around me, bringing other people into my goal and letting them sort of feel excited about it. So it had wonderful elements, Tori. It was a hard year though, because I actually had a significant injury just before the third of those 12 marathons. And I thought, oh, here we go. This will be it. This will be the end of it. But no, look, thanks to great medical science, I was kept running, sometimes in excruciating pain. But, you know, once I set a goal, there's just nothing that'll stop me. nothing will stop me.
At all. That's one thing I've learned about you, Eric. You're such a go-getter. But I have one question around that.
Sure.
What was the most memorable marathon that you ran? Because I ultimately said you wanted to run in New York, but if you look back on all of them, what was the most memorable?
Oh, gosh, that's a hard question, because they were all very unique that year particularly. But I think the most memorable was, I thought that for the last marathon, the 12th one that year, I would actually have my own marathon and gather all the people from my running community. And what that was extraordinary, because at each, like, there was a group of us that started to run the full distance, and then groups of women would actually meet at different points of the actual last marathon, and then we finished together all in this one spot and just had this massive party. It was fabulous. That was really, really special. That sense of not only achieving my goal, but also bringing all these people together who shared that joy. That was special.
That's exceptional. And I have to flag as well, you know, I've only known you for a short time, but what I do know is that you have this amazing sense of community and this amazing sense of sharing your journey. And, you know, when I looked at your Facebook page, you had over 240,000 people engaged in your story. And I'm like, look at this woman. Like, every time I read or I communicate or we have a conversation, it's like I'm peeling back the banana. And I'm like, oh my gosh, there are just so many amazing layers. But most importantly, look, I think for me, Erica, you're a standout because you decide always to invest in yourself, which is such a valuable asset. I mean, you know, and you also during COVID, you know, you felt that you had another business inside of you. And I'm grateful that we connected. Do you want to give us a little insight about what that was and what it translated into?
The original idea, Tori, or what it actually is translated into?
People won't believe it. So I have to have you tell the truth so that we can, like, then talk about the big idea.
Well, I am very grateful that we did connect. So thank you very much. But I actually came to you, as you know, saying I'm going to make sneakers. And I'm going to have these fabulous, unique, brilliant, gorgeous sneakers. And you just went, really? Is that something you really want to do, Erica? Is that, you're sure now, because you don't know anything about this? And I went, no. Well, that's never stopped me before. But thankfully, that idea was not a winning idea. But look, you've got to hand it to me. Oh, yeah, I'll always think outside the box.
I love it. But you do have a good sneaker collection. So I can understand.
I do.
So I do.
So I think that, you know, I'm really excited, but also very grateful that we've come to really unleash this new exciting journey, and that is life lessons. And I think that, you know, I'm bringing together so much of my life to then applying that to businesses at every stage of their life cycle and every stage of people's development with their businesses and applying those learnings, though, that knowledge, that expertise that I've gained over a long period of time. And yeah, I'm really excited now. Now that this is really coming together with you, I can see it, I can feel it, I can taste it, and that's really exciting.
And I know it's going to be global because you do think big, but not only that, you have that entrepreneurial spirit, you have that sense of community, you have that get up and go and power. And that's why I love this conversation so much, because through all facets of your life, you've just given everything your all, but you're also not afraid to step back when you need to just be.
Yeah, that's really important. I do think that's critical because, sometimes things do get overwhelming, like last week. And, I just had to go, right, that's it, Tori, I'm going to put my running shoes on and off I go and just work through whatever was making me feel like that and then get back on track again. And that strategy works brilliantly for me. So, yeah, I think it's critical that we all understand and recognize when things are becoming a little bit too much and don't just keep pushing it, because it'll never be a good strategy to keep pushing through.
Yeah, no, I agree. Now, I would love to know, what's the next powerful step you're going to take in your life?
The next most powerful step, I'm just going to say, I'm going to put it out there. In business, my next powerful step will be making life lessons an incredibly empowering opportunity for business people at every stage of their business life cycle. And personally, I have this really sort of secret goal, not so secret now, but is to run 7 marathons in 7 days on 7 continents. And yes, it is an event. And I just, it really gets me excited. So
Are you creating this event, or does this event exist?
No, it actually exists. It actually exists. And you start in Antarctica. Like, how amazing will that be? And if I see a penguin, I'll just lose it. I'll be so excited. But yeah, look, you've got to have things that are both exciting and terrifying, because I think that that's really, really what gets us out of bed, motivated, wanting to keep moving forward. If it's all a bit same, and a bit safe, then you sort of go, well, what's the point? I could just pull the covers over and keep sleeping. But no, I don't want to do that. I've got a lot more in me.
You've got so much in you. I can feel it, and I love it. You split it up into business and personal, which is so important for anyone listening. Mm. It's you define those goals, and it's you doing something for yourself, but you're also doing something for others. And thank you so much, Erica, for sharing.
Watch this space.
I know, I feel like you're on the entrepreneurial side in this conversation, because you just have so much expertise that others can learn from, and really, they can tap into. And I cannot wait for you to unleash this next business. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks, Tori.
You're welcome, my darling. Looking to take your own powerful step? Please join my global community of like-minded people at www.powerfulsteps.com.au. Now, the first powerful step that you can take is to connect with others through our coffee challenge. All you need to do is sign up for the coffee challenge, and bang, all of my secret formulas to success will be in your inbox, so that you too can build powerful connections all around the world. And if you're looking for a little bit of inspiration, if you're an entrepreneur or a corporate, we have so many different programs that will allow you to understand the foundations, your values, your intent, your purpose are what sets you up for success in life. Thank you for investing in my journey and the journey of the connections that I built up over 2 decades of working with the world's top performing brands, celebrities, and influencers. Much love, Tori.
For businesses around the world, today isn't a restart, it's a rethink. That's why they're partnering with IBM to change how they work. From supply chains to customer service, let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/COVID-19 to learn more.